This is the Medscape Psychiatry Minute. I'm Dr. Peter Yellowlees. Much has been written about the potential of ketamine as an antidepressant medication. But what is the evidence for its effectiveness and acceptability, especially when compared with other antidepressant agents? Now a team of investigators from the University of Oxford, England, have performed a Cochrane review to assess the effects and review the acceptability of ketamine and other glutamate receptor modulators in comparison to placebo, other pharmacologically active agents, or electroconvulsive therapy in alleviating the acute symptoms of depression in people with unipolar major depressive disorder. 25 studies were included in the review, and the authors found limited evidence for ketamine's efficacy over placebo up to 1 week, while few significant results were found for the remaining 10 glutamate receptor modulators. The authors noted that the evidence was limited by risk of bias and the small number of participants, and that there was very limited data on issues like suicidality, cognition, quality of life, and costs. All included studies administered ketamine intravenously, and it is clear that as clinicians, the early promise of ketamine has yet to be fulfilled, and that we should not be considering it in our clinical practice at present. This article is selected from Medscape Best Evidence. I'm Dr. Peter Yellowlees.